The California Air Resources Board adopted emission standards for automobiles, which will be among the toughest in the world. They would force automakers to cut exhaust from cars and trucks by about 30%. The rule would be phased in starting in 2009, and the auto industry would have to be in full compliance by 2016. Car makers say the standards are unrealistic and will cause the price of automobiles to soar. Danny Hakim is the Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times and covered today's decision. He joins us now. How much more stringent are these rules?
Well, I think it's important to remember that this is a different kind of emissions regulation. I mean, we've had auto emissions regulations for decades in this country, but they've dealt with smog-forming particles that come out of the tailpipe. This will be the first regulation in the country that deals with global warming emissions, things like carbon dioxide.
This will likely continue. I understand automakers are opposed to these standards, and they've been opposed throughout the hearing process.
Yeah, they're strongly opposed to these standards, and it's expected that they'll sue to block the standards. This could go on. You know, this could be dragged out in court for a few years. The auto industry has previously sued California to block other air quality regulations.
So this is just in California. Why is this important for the nation as a whole?
Well, California is by far the largest auto market in the nation. It accounts for about a fifth of the nation's vehicle sales. So that alone makes it a very powerful state. The other thing is that seven states in the East follow California's air quality rules. So that means this regulation could potentially affect 30% of the auto market. And when you get to a percentage that large, then the industry is sort of faced with a quandary. Do you make a different set of cars and trucks for those eight states, or do you just change your production plans nationwide?
Well, if you think back two or three decades, it's amazing how much cars have changed in terms of emission standards. But do we really have the technology to reach these new tough standards?
Well, that depends entirely on who you ask. If you ask the auto industry, they say no, and they say they might have to change the kinds of vehicles they sell in California. They might not be able to sell as many big sport utilities or as many high-performance sports cars. The board and the board staff and environmental groups strongly disagree with that assessment. They also complained at the hearings that the auto industry didn't really offer any cooperation or counter-proposals or didn't really come up with anything, any other suggestion about what to do. But it really depends who you ask. I think certainly the industry would have to make more things like hybrid cars. They might not be able to offer more and more horsepower the way they've been doing in recent years.
Regulators in California have made tough rulings before, at one point mandating cars with zero emissions, only to then back off later. What are the chances that today's rulings will stick?
Well, the rule you mentioned was first proposed in 1990, called the Zero Emission Vehicle Mandate. And just last year, General Motors and Daimler Chrysler finally dropped a lawsuit against the latest version of that proposal. So after more than a dozen years, that regulation is finally going to see the light of day. So obviously that got tied up in court for a long time. Now, the California regulators say they've learned lessons fighting the car companies in court before, and they've accounted for that in how they've structured this current regulation.
Thanks, Danny.
Thank you very much.
Danny Hakim is the Detroit bureau chief for the New York Times. He spoke to us from California.